Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Let's talk about the JMPD. When one thinks about JMPD, well, certainly when I do, I think of traffic violations. I think of, you know, if you're speeding, if you are double parked or your traffic meter's gone out, that's who's going to issue you a ticket. I wanted to find out, you know, since we've been covering this topic about inner city decay and the decay of, I think, just South Africa in general, it's trying to understand the different role players and who does what. So joining us right now is Zolani Fihla, who is a spokesperson for the Johannesburg Metropolitan Police Department. Good afternoon, sir. How are you?
Good afternoon to you and to the listeners. I'm good, thank you.
Thank you so much for your time. Can we start with what is the mandate of the JMPD? Because not just traffic, right?
Yes, no, our core mandate, we have three core mandates, which is traffic, as you said, it's traffic management, it's bylaw enforcement, and also crime prevention.
Ah, there's that key word. Okay, bylaws. So does JMPD enforce bylaws?
JMPD enforces some of the bylaws within the city of Johannesburg.
Does that work in a practical way? You know, even though you mandated to, does it actually happen that when people are drinking in a park that JMPD goes and they get arrested or fined? I mean, what would be the sanction in that case?
Yes, no, it does happen. It happens on a daily basis. I know one of the burning issues regarding bylaws within the city of Johannesburg is informal trading.
Yeah.
We also enforce informal trading where people are trading in areas which are prohibited or their conduct is restricted.
What about litter?
If
the JMPD sees somebody throwing, I don't know, an empty can of soda out the window of a taxi or, you know, littering on the street, do they act?
Yeah, our officers must act because littering does fall under the Waste Management Act. It also falls under illegal dumping. So our officers do act. When it comes to illegal dumping, I can say that JMPD has established an illegal dumping unit, which is a rapid response team who have been tasked to monitor and clamp down on illegal dumpers.
Okay. So what actually happens then? Are the illegal dumpers fined? Are they arrested? What happens in that case? What is the sanction?
Under the bylaws, we can't arrest the person. So what officers do is once they do find a person who is illegally dumping, then they are fined, and the fines vary from 1,500 to 3,000 rand.
Wow. And that's per time. So if I continue to, just in a scenario, if I continue to dump illegally, I'll just keep getting fined.
You'll keep getting fined. But at this present moment, the MMC for Public Safety, Councillor David Dembeck, is working on some policies that will hit harder on the illegal dumpers, because we do find that once you are fined, most people don't pay the fine. So we have to put in harsher measures to make sure that when you do illegally dump, then you do face harsher consequences.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it might be financially viable for some people, do you know what I mean, to pay the fine and get paid by somebody else to take away the rubbish. Mm-hmm. They're earning more from that, but dumping illegally and the chances of them getting caught every time. So, yeah, absolutely. But we're going to be speaking to Mr. Tembe, Councillor Tembe, a little bit later. So what are the challenges that JMPD officers face in terms of the practical application of enforcing bylaws?
One of the biggest challenges is that people don't actually know about the bylaws. So they do as they please. And once officers do come and enforce, they actually didn't know that they were in the wrong. And another challenge is that there's a lot of confrontation when officers do enforce the bylaws. So we are encouraging members of public that when officers do come, please work with them, and they are doing their job. But residents are also advised that when you do come across any illegal dumping, the city has established an illegal dumping hotline. So the residents are advised to take clear photos of the illegal dumping, as well as if the person is dumping with a vehicle, the number plate of the vehicle. They can send the pictures together with the date, the time, and the location of the illegal dumping. And the hotline is 082-779-1361. I'll repeat that again. It's 082-779-1361.
Okay, so I've made a note of that, and we'll actually post it up for illegal dumping on our Facebook page. Zolani, one of our listeners says, Kathy, please ask why unroadworthy taxis are flying down Louis Botha Avenue from Berea towards Orange Grove, and why are they still on the road, and overloaded school taxis with blaring music. I think school transport is a whole different challenge on its own, isn't it, Zolani? Mm-hmm.
Yes, when it comes to learner transport, it is a bigger challenge, and there's many more dynamics when it comes to that. I can say that just today we attended a learner transport operation in Roodepoort in the city of Johannesburg. We received numerous complaints that learners, instead of going to school, they hang around and chill with transport operators. They do illegal activities like drinking alcohol, and also taking illegal substances. And it is a really serious concern when it comes to learner transport. We find that the drivers don't have proper permits. They don't have proper documentation for them to be actually driving. And the vehicles are also not registered or licensed. So it is a bigger issue. And then when it comes to minibus taxis, it's also a big problem. But with the MMC of Public Safety, did develop a strategy where officers strictly focus on minibus taxis who are doing illegal things. We find them driving on the wrong side of the road. Others are even driving on the pavement. So with us, it's having more visibility on the road and also enforcing those moving violations to make sure that we curb this problem.
Yeah. Just remind me, how many officers do we have in Gauteng, JMPD officers?
In the JMPD, it's in the city of Johannesburg, we have close to 4,000 officers, and put together with our security services, it's almost close to 7,000 personnel.
Is that enough?
Can't say it's enough, because with the city of Johannesburg and its dynamics, we know that people come to the city from different parts of the country and different parts of the continent to seek a better life. So you find that the ratio between officers and the citizens doesn't work out. So we don't have enough officers on the roads at the moment.
Zolani, you are an absolute pleasure to speak to. I'm sure that we are not the first station to tell you that. I'm just going to tell my producer, he's a keeper, Senna. Zolani, thank you so much. Thank you for your time, and we look forward to catching up with you again soon. That's Zolani Fihla, who is the spokesperson for the JMPD.